The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome to a brand new edition of Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. It's another match night, and Brayhead Clan take on Hull Stingrays on Wednesday night at Brayhead Arena. Both teams going for two vital Gardner Conference points. Both teams come into this game in interesting form. Brayhead Clan beating Belfast Giants by 1-0 on Saturday night, while Hull Stingrays defeated Nottingham Panthers by 5-2, inadvertently helping out the Clan with their own Elite League title aspirations. I dare say there were a lot of Clan fans that night rooting for the Stingrays. I'm delighted to say that joining me to preview the game with Hull Stingrays is none other than defenceman Ryan Kavanagh. Ryan, thanks very much for joining us. Looking ahead to the game tomorrow, but we'll touch upon Saturday's game first against Belfast Giants. First of all, what was it like coming off the ice after such a hard-fought win?
Obviously, you know, it's a good feeling whenever you come off and there's a win, especially that game at home on a Saturday night with no game on a Sunday and a sold-out crowd. There's really nothing better, so, you know, it was an awesome experience. It was a great game, and the fans kept us in it, and all the boys did their job. It was a great night.
Now, at first we thought it was your goal. You smacked it from the blue line. I think Salter's got the slightest of touches on it. Were you a little disappointed that goal was taken away from you?
Oh, no, you know, not at all. I mean, I just had a good shot, and Salter had an amazing tip and went by the goalie. I mean, a goal's a goal. It doesn't matter who scores it, really. It just put us ahead, and it won us the game, so it was a great goal.
Now, of course, winning that only game of the weekend was a huge part of the success of the whole weekend. But when you look back at the other games as well, and the fact that results went for Brayhead as well, how much of a boost do you think that's given the whole team looking ahead to tomorrow's game?
You know, well, we always got to go into every game like it's his own self. We prepared all week for Belfast last week. We came in, and obviously we got, you know, some good scores on Sunday, but that can't really affect how the game goes tomorrow. We know we got to win either way. We're going out there to play and to win. And obviously, yeah, it did help us a little bit in the standings, but we want to keep pulling ahead and stay number one. So we just got to keep winning.
Now, in terms of the stats, Clan are only three games, that's three wins, really, away from winning the Gardner Conference. Has that been mentioned at all?
Not really. I mean, we're more focused on the league and things like that. I'm sure it might come up one day when we get closer, but for right now we're just focusing on Wednesday's game, and that's all we have planned right now.
Now, looking ahead to tomorrow's game, Hull Stingrays come to Glasgow again. They were last here by the time tomorrow's game comes. That'll be 11 days ago. They won 3-2. They came from behind in that game as well. Great disappointment around the team. Is there a sense that you really want to get one back over on them?
Well, obviously, you know, whenever someone comes in and beats at home, you want to go out there and beat them the next time. So We've been preparing for them, and, you know, we'll be ready tomorrow. You always want to win those home games for your fans, and especially with the standings the way they are now, where everything's so close that you can't afford to drop any games, really, at this point. So we're going out there with a playoff mentality, and every game's a must-win from here on out.
When you think back to that last game against Hull as well, I sense great disappointment, perhaps even shock from some of you players as well. You know, when you look back on it now, how disappointing a loss was it?
I mean, it's always disappointing to lose, but, you know, they're a good team. They played well that night. We did give up a lead, but, you know, we're going to learn from our mistakes and not let it happen again tomorrow.
That's it, and the guys will be looking ahead to tomorrow's game as well. How's practice been the last couple of days? So how's practice been the last couple of days?
Great. You know, we skated Monday, which I don't think we've done all year, but it was a great practice. It was good to get out of bed and get on the ice a little bit, and then we had a good practice today, and you know, we're ready for the game coming in tomorrow night, and then, same as usual, look forward to the next game.
Now, speaking to one or two of the other players as well, obviously you're focused on the job in hand. That's trying to win the league title. But obviously, as the games get more and more frequent, that run in now, we're right in the middle of that now. Do you feel any extra pressure that you've got to deliver now?
No. I mean, you always feel the pressure to deliver when you're at the top of the table. You're the team to beat. But I think we just got to go into it with every game's a must win from here on out. And if all the guys know that and everyone does their part, we should be okay coming in on the stretch.
So that's the view of Ryan Kavanagh ahead of Brayhead Clan taking on Hull Stingrays on Wednesday. Tickets are still available for the clash. The game, of course, takes place at Brayhead Arena. It's a 7:30 face-off, so make sure you get your tickets via Ticketmaster or by calling 0844 499 1700, or you can get them directly from the Brayhead Arena box office. Those tickets are available via Ticketmaster by calling 0844 499 1700 or from the Brayhead Arena box office. You can also get tickets for Saturday's game when Cardiff Devils come to Brayhead Arena on Saturday. Face-off for that one is at 7 o'clock. Busy week ahead for the Brayhead Clan as that title run in. We're right in the middle of it now. But thank you very much for listening to Clan Radio. Thank you very much to Ryan Kavanagh for joining us as well. And we'll maybe see you tomorrow. Bye for now.